I'm going to talk about my theme of the day here and what we should actually really be talking about, which is, okay, what are we going to do about all this? What's the solution? Or what's one of the solutions to this disintegration in civilization that I was mentioning last hour when we were going over the death rates and the suicide rates? By the by, the CDC is playing very close to the vest with the updated statistics on suicides by age group that I was mentioning earlier today. So as soon as we're able to find the 2020, I know that they're increased because we were looking at the month over month previously because they were publishing them. And now, seemingly, they kind of like here's a tidbit for you. If you live in Ottawa, you can actually log onto a website and you can watch all the government traffic cameras. So there are many traffic cameras that are on the major thoroughfares that are leading to Ottawa, where the Great Canadian Convoy is proceeding. You can't see the cameras on the major thoroughfares are all down. And this isn't just a one-off that, well, just one of them. No, they're all of them. They disabled all of them. So, again, isn't it funny that we practice liberty and self-government, but when people actually start acting all self-governing and stuff, who gets scared? The governors. By the way, in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat, Sparker, that is not a photo of Schaefer. That smiley face dude is way too happy and hopeful. You need to pick another emoji because that one ain't right. What are we going to do about all of these, this seemingly overpowering. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm just going to nix that because that's like false advertising there, dude. They're seemingly overpowering and unassailable stranglehold that the Luciferian demonic left has over all of these institutions. Well, the first thing, as we counsel every day, is walk away. They've won the institutions, fine. All right, you lost that battle. There's no getting it back now. Walk away. Give it to them. Here's what's keeping those institutions propped up. You, Christian man or woman of goodwill. The fact that you, because there's graces with you and your goodwill, you are keeping it open. You walk away, it crumbles. All right, that is a Schaefer GIF now, emoji in the chat room. There you go. Now Sparker 6 has it correct. So let them have them. It is senseless to waste any energy to have a counter-revolution and think you can take those institutions back. I think it's senseless. Maybe some of you disagree. You can vote hope and cope. You can, I got it, hashtag vote harder. You can hashtag, here, I have a better suggestion, hashtag farm harder. How about that? There is an excellent, excellent little essay by Austin Jepsky at the amconmag.com, American Conservative Magazine website today, that it's hysterical. Is essential. You need to hear this. Here's what I found was enlightening and inspiring to me. This guy does what we try and do, but he does it in writing. He connects communism to agrarianism. But he connects it in that communism, in order to prevail, that agrarianism must fail. True. True story. True that. Whenever I think of agriculture in the Soviet Union, the old refrain that Khrushchev sowed the virgin lands and reaped the Canadian wheat comes to mind. It's a pithy remark that, coupled with a few of President Reagan's famous Soviet jokes, accurately summarizes the 70 years of Soviet agricultural history. By the by, does anyone know what the 20-some-odd years of Mao Zedong's agricultural history produced? Anybody? Estimates vary. In his five-year agricultural plans for Big Ag come in and take over, estimates vary, 20 to 30 million died of starvation. They tell me, I pray that I never have to suffer it, but if I do, that I suffer it with joy, that death by starvation is one of the worst deaths you can experience. People would actually beg to be burned alive in a fire than to die by starvation. Now, if you want an inside track on that, watch the awesome movie about what really happened in Ukraine and what the Russians really did with the Stellan Skarsgård. And by the by, he is a now confirmed sworn-in Mason. All kind of photographs. Peter Skarsgård with all seen, one eye closed, one eye covered, 666, okay, simple, the whole nine yards. That's unfortunate. But the movie is still worth watching. It's called Mr. Jones. And it's what really happened in Ukraine. What did Stalin really do to the Ukrainians? Well, he murdered them. And he murdered them by stealing their crops, sending Soviet troops in to harvest crops, and then saying that, oh, no, we're going to give them back to some of them back to you. We're just going to go and we're going to clean them up. We have new technology, new machines. You guys have old stuff. We can do it faster. And then we're going to give some of it back to you. And they lied. There's a scene I'm not going to describe because this is family friendly radio. But there's a scene in Mr. Jones that shows what happens to children who are on the verge of death by starvation. I warn you, not for the timid. You can maybe paint the picture in your mind. From the murder of thousands of smallholder kulaks and the collectivization of their farmland to the resulting famines and diminished yields of collectivized farms, the history of communism and agriculture is one of the most effective rebuttals to Marx's manifesto. Many of the worst famines of the 20th century across Asia and Africa can be traced back to communist agricultural policies. Well, usually, actually, Mr. Jepsky, when there is a famine, unless it is a event sent by heaven, by God, massive flood that floods the entire plain of crops that are needed to survive and no one gets any food, or a massive drought that kills, you know, an entire region's crops. Unless it's that, it's almost always government. See the Irish potato famine for an example. Miniature play, the Irish dolphin died because they couldn't make any potatoes. Oh no, they grew billions of potatoes. And then the English army came with guns and cannons and troops on big sailing vessels and invaded and at gunpoint stole the potatoes because the English screwed their crops up. They planted the wrong stuff. Look it up. True story. Matter of fact, Junk Bond did a three-part series on the Irish potato famine on Reverse Deception Radio on the Crusade Channel. You can get it in the store, shop.mikechurch.com. If not, if you're a Founders Pass member, it is part of your membership. Back to Austin Jepsky. Given this history of chaos and death, I was surprised to read an article in socialist magazine Jacobin. Isn't that funny? See me and Mitter Hitchburn's conversation Tuesday about the origins of the Luciferian Illuminati cult. That now aren't Masons any longer, they're Jacobins. Well, in France, they became Jacobins. Today we have modern-day Jacobins. Now they actually have a magazine, Jacobin. Imagine that. Golly! In the socialist magazine, Jacobin. Well, at least they admit what they are, attacking the growing enthusiasm for local agriculture. You see, again, yesterday's theme, what's happening with Breyer and all the rest of the disintegration, the corona doom, official story, they see us. They're in control, they have the high ground, and they see us. Little pissant, peeant peasants. Brandishing local farms, rosaries, mass intentions and what have you. Organizing ourselves. They see us. And they're beginning to get scared because they're ramping up their attacks on anyone. It doesn't even matter how popular you are. If you oppose, if you're contra this new communism, the satanic communism, they're marking people. Go to Yahoo News today. Yahoo News or news.yahoo.com and go see for yourself. They're upset that Alex Berenson and Dr. Malone supposedly are netting a couple of $1 million on Substack and that they're spreading lies and conspiracy theories while doing so. The authors dismiss the entire movement as a bougie. There you go, Mrs. O'Connell. You can tell your sister there are more bougies than just me. As a local farmers are now bougies, bourgeois, as a bourgeois affair and counter to the interest of the working class. You see how they just have to lie? How are we going to oppose this?
Why do you think we're going to oppose it? We're going to lie about it.
They claim further centralization and industrialization of agriculture would yield more benefits for the working class, heralding processed food as a godsend. By the by, I don't know if you saw this, or Mr. Baird, I don't know if you saw this. There was a story on Zero Hedge a couple days ago about how Impossible Meat is not selling very well. It gets rolled out and all of the dupes, all of the satanic dupes, and the institutionalized satanic media, they all go along and dutifully report how juicy and tasty it is and how awesome it is going to save the planet and it's a great greenhouse. And then people go and get some and they go like, this is like packaged poo. And after the novelty of eating roach poop wears off, people go like, yeah, I had that once. No, I'm good. Wouldn't you like to say the pen and had some of our impossible sausage? No, I'm good. No, I had some at the office. No, I'm fine. I'm on a diet. I'm fasting today.